Coronavirus pandemic altered our lives in many ways. Perhaps one of the most unexpected has been what author and labor activist Sean Richman labels a COVID strike wave. We talk about that and what's in his latest book, revealing in Tell the Bosses We're Coming, a new action plan for workers in the 21st century. That's anything but the case, he says. Good morning to you, Sean.
Morning. Thanks for having me on.
You're quite welcome. Here we go. Good work that you do. Having spent a decade and a half as a union organizer, representative, and you're the program director is at the Harry Van Arsdale Junior School of Labor Studies at SUNY?
That's right.
Yes, very nice. Hope you are staying safe, and I'm glad that we can talk. Let's talk about Tell the Bosses We're Coming. What is this new action plan in general?
I mean, it's a mix of laws that need to be changed to sort of get to an all-in system of labor representation rather than this sort of patchwork, workplace-by-workplace system that has been eroded and that employers have been seceding from for at least 50 years through subcontracting, through freelancing, and through offshoring jobs. But it's also got, for workers yourselves, I've got some ideas in there about changing some of our protest activity. That unions are restricted by incredibly unfair laws and rules about protest and free speech that would never be applied to corporations. But workers are not restricted by them, and I think that we should not be following the rules of the system. If you're in a non-union workplace, you should be thinking a lot more about quickie, unexpected strikes, about sabotage, and all that is in the book.
Let's talk, first of all, about unions. While estimates suggest that, almost 60% of American workers want union representation, fewer than 11% currently have it. Why is a disparity here?
Because the system is utterly broken. The law that applies to most workers in this country, the National Labor Relations Act, is based upon this notion of an extremely high-stakes election of whether there's going to be a union or not. And the rules of the election are incredibly rigged. One party and one party only has the right to force every voter to attend a mandatory meeting where they're going to lay out their position. They can threaten. They can threaten to fire you. They can threaten to change everything about the job. You're fired if you don't attend the meeting. And crucially, it's only a party that advocates a no vote. It's the boss. If the boss advocates a yes vote, that would also be illegal. How this isn't coerced political speech, ask the Supreme Court. And the right wing likes to analogize these NLRB elections as like a congressional election. The sanctity of the ballot, you're choosing a representative. It's not. You're choosing whether to have a Congress at all. That's a very high stakes election. And so we need, to get to 60% of workers having a union or more, which is, you're right, that is what most workers want. You need to have a workplace government on day one. And so that joining the union is a choice that a worker makes and that the boss has no say over.
Just a couple of questions regarding a backstory, and then we move obviously quickly into labor's next steps. What unions have been around since the early days of the Republic, but it wasn't until the late 1800s they took root. What happened? What's happening then?
What unions that got created in the 1880s and still exist are craft unions. They're skilled unions, the electricians' union, the operating engineers, it was a sort of an organizational choice to go deliberately smaller. That you only represent the skilled workers, and you try to your strategy for organizing is to restrict the number of skilled workers and to control how the workers get their skills. And those unions have survived for a century and a half, and that's amazing. But as much as they are the backbone of the labor movement, what we need are mass unions. We need unions for Amazon fulfillment centers. We need unions for the tech sector. We need unions for bank tellers. And that is, I think, much more a matter of the law than of union organizational strategy.
talking all things Tell the Bosses We're Coming, the title of the book, A New Action Plan for Workers in the 21st Century. Author Sean Richman on the line. As we move into labor's next step, you wrote Labor's Bill of Rights in 2016, not imagining it as it a silver bullet. What then did you hope it might achieve?
I was sort of frustrated with the role that lawyers play in Washington, D.C., that they've been playing a very, very conservative strategy where unions sort of avoid taking cases to the courts because, frankly, the courts are very hostile. But by avoiding taking cases to the courts, all it's done, I think, is it's made us lose less quickly. But the full weight of labor law at this point and the way that judges have perverted it, we've really gotten to the point where if you step back, if you're not doing this on a day-to-day basis, as the union attorneys in Washington, D.C. are, just as I described about how a union election works, you know, that only one party, you know, it's a government election. And only one party can present their case and force people to attend it or be fired. And they get to lie in it. And they get to so in 10% of elections, it turns out, they will hire somebody to impersonate a government agency, a government agent, and lie about what the law even says. That's clearly a violation of the First Amendment. And I think we need to be making those kinds of cases. Even if we know that the courts are going to be fairly hostile to you, I think we need to be making those kinds of cases in the media and in public. I think unions tend to suffer in silence in a lot of ways. I don't think people quite understand how rigged the rules of the system are against unions and how just blatantly unconstitutional it is at this point.
Last question, Sean, before I ask for contact information. Now, your last chapter is entitled, And We Have to Fix the Labor Board. Talk to me about this.
Well, as I said, I what we really need are changes that put a workplace government in every workplace. So that could be, you know, something like the German Works Council model. That could be industrial labor boards that it would apply working conditions across entire sectors. That could be a just cause law that gives you a right to your job. I think those are all much more important changes. I think we focus a little too much on amending the National Labor Relations Act, which will also not be a silver bullet. But if we're going to amend the National Labor Relations Act, I've got a whole chapter's worth of ideas about what we have to do. And it ain't card check. We need strict language to the courts that tells them to butt out, that tells them that this is Congress's turf and Congress is saying this is what the law is meant to say and you need to get out of it. We need to basically repeal the Taft-Hartley Act, which most people think of that as the law that made right to work possible. But the more damaging thing is that it outlawed solidarity. It outlawed the ability to take a dispute from one workplace to another very closely related workplace. When Nabisco shut down its Oreo factory in Chicago and moved it to Mexico, the appropriate response would have been for supermarket workers across the country to refuse to stock the shelves with Oreo cookies. But that was illegal, and the union could be sued for triple the financial damages, which I'm sure Nabisco would say is in the billions, and it would bankrupt the union. And so where our real power is immediately taken away from us. Our power is in solidarity.
There we go. Let's get into action. Tell the Bosses We're Coming. Sean Richman, how do we find out more information?
I've got a website. It's trying to spell my name, SHAUNRICHMAN.org. The book is out on Monthly Review Press, and I'm on Twitter at FDog.
Thanks. Your passion evident. Take care. Keep up the good work.